Welcome to the Demigon Confidential Podcast, hosted here by Joda. I got Vesper with me and Q. How are you guys doing today?
All right.
Super cool. We were going to just give you some insight here on the podcast about some music stuff. But first, make sure you check out our YouTube channel, Demigon Collective on YouTube, where we place our Demi vlog every Wednesday. Around 25 episodes are up right now, so go check that out. Again, youtube.com/ Demigon Collective. So, it's 2020 January, and, you know, new sounds, new music. I want to talk to the boys about what's going to continue, what's going to change, what's going to stay the same, and where do they think it's all going. So, let's chop it up. Goose, anything to say?
I think I see it going in a whole new direction than we've presented thus far, and I'm excited about it. Because it's going to be polished. It's going to be just new. I don't know. I don't know. I think I'm excited without giving too much juice. I don't know how much juice I'm allowed to give. The big boss hasn't given me the okay. But I think you guys will be excited for what is coming up.
What are you talking about? We're talking about like just the state of music overall. Like, what do you think about what do you think is gonna last? What isn't?
Oh, like right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like music, oh, music. This? Like,
to be fair, that was music. That was lost on me as well.
That's yeah, fine. All right, that's good. I thought you were talking but, like, about our not music. On our personal stuff.
Oh, geez. Okay, state of music right now.
Yeah.
Pretty trash.
Yeah, just like a lot of like non-essential like trap projects, just have been dominating the late 2010s and has just bled into now.
Are we just getting old?
Maybe, probably, but like I'm talking about my personal take. I can't speak for others. I'm saying it's just like non-essential trap stuff. I'm looking for something new. I think like the more interesting things are things that are coming out of like that one Grimes track. I can always forget the name of it. But I don't know. I think there's a whole new pop wave to be explored. Charlie XCX is doing pretty cool stuff. That's the last thing that I know of that I guess gives me hope in the general pop mainstream. What about you, Key? What do you think about the general state of
I don't pay attention as much as I should, but based on what is going on, it's been happening slowly, but kind of a breakdown of genre barriers. So like, I kind of see that creating a lot of more interesting music, and maybe people are starting to get tired of the super refined pop product.
Yeah.
Like, pop isn't really pop anymore.
Yeah.
Like it used to be. It's almost like become its own genre, and that kind of questions what pop is to me.
Yeah.
Before I think pop that is just like the most popular thing, I guess.
The relationship between pop music and what's deemable on the charts has evolved a lot, where it used to be a lot of pop or like maybe like pop rock stuff, but now it's dominated by a lot of urban pop instead. And maybe like the simplification of trap music and I guess the whitewashing of it, you can say, when it starts hitting like Y100 radio stations.
Kids pop. That's here. It's a...
Yeah, kids bop. It's trap generally a rap. Pretty, that's... We've hit a completely different iteration of where it started from.
Well, I guess speaking to the genre breakdowns, like you have like country or trap and stuff, like.
No, something for everyone. You get me? I'm not trashing it. I'm just saying it's like it's usually anytime a music genre hits that point where it's been refined to that level that there's like a kids bop version of it. It's just like, all right, we need to get to the next thing because this has lost all its flair.
I mean, that does have a grade of success, though, when something you do can be, I guess, windled down to a kids' bop song.
I don't knock it, because obviously, you know, here we are not making a whole bunch of money, so. Well,
I always thought of, like, the speakers in Publix as, like, a musical Valhalla. It's like, if your music makes it there, like, you live forever.
I mean, it's also like at what cost too, because what's edgy now may not be edgy later. Like how trap music started the last decade and how it ended is two different things. It used to be very aggressive and a lot more dark. And then like I feel like Post Malone was the real wave.
The Elvis of that, the genre perhaps.
Yeah, he popified it so well that it's yeah, such his own thing.
He did. Like when White Iverson came out, like that moment was the time.
Knew. It was like, that's it, it's over.
Yeah, that moment, like he completely just brought it into the limelight. And ever since, we've just had, just kind of, you know, I'm just going to say it, in the pop scene, just shittier versions of what Post can do. The only other one that is a standout that, you know, has trap flavorings to it and is very contemporary, but also standout in its own pop format is Ariana Grande, because that album was very good. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but
it was good. I just don't think it landed anything monumental for me in terms of,
I would say exemplary, just not impactful.
That, wow.
Like a masterclass in whatever that thing is, but like, I don't think many people are going to have memories or moments attached to it. It didn't have that wave.
No.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be one of those things that it was just like slept on, and I don't know what, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's just a good listen through.
I think I've, in this time of losing interest, I've gone more backwards than forwards on listening to music. Have any of you guys done anything like that?
Same.
Yeah. Kind of fill that void?
I guess same. You're kind of revisiting. I guess when you've been doing something long enough, you have to kind of revisit what made you want to do it in the first place. So in that sense, I've been kind of finding older examples of things that really inspired me and trying to remember that feeling almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then kind of seeing the failures in what I'm currently doing and how what did those things have that what I'm currently doing does not, and it kind of helps me reflect in a different way.
I find that songs are like puzzles, and you can really start dissecting the puzzle better once you have more questions about it, especially on older music. And the more familiar you become with instrumentation or, I guess, like production techniques.
For sure.
It makes you, I guess, appreciate that more. I know, like, when I picked up playing bass a lot more aggressively, I just started noticing the placement of low end in records and how it leads melody and also has, you know, creates the low thump at the end. So I feel like just that constant, I'm always trying to learn. Is there anything you guys, like, any, like, artists or anything, any musical thing that you guys have been learning a lot from lately?
For me, I really, really have, and you guys already know this, and I'm deep into her, but I've really been, delving into the Bjork stuff just to understand how she's able to get away with delivering her like note choice and melody choice over the tracks that she does and making it work. So it's just been a lot of like kind of study and like what type of textures she's working over, because that's what it feels like more so than anything. It's not something that is like super, I guess, like hooky or anything. It's just more of like what type of textures work together and what she's trying to achieve with her voice, mm-hmm. in contrast to those like instrumental textures that she chooses. So it's about learning about that new paradigm more than anything, to be honest, for me. But it's been dope, dude. Been dope. I've just been like testing by like freestyling and stuff on my own and seeing like what works and what doesn't. So it's been dope.
Do you anything?
I mean, for me, mostly, I mean, a lot of the guitar stuff that you've been getting into lately has kind of turned me on to the way the guitar is being kind of reformatted.
These new boys, the tappy boys,
yeah.
The boy, Tim the boy.
And then kind of trying to follow that rabbit hole of where that all started, because a lot of, especially the guys that are American, mm-hmm. they don't really talk about who it was, because I guess we'll kind of remove the specialness. But like, nothing comes from nothing. So
I figured it would be like old jazz guys, like Aldi Melodia, or like any some of those guys who maybe fusion, who maybe did it very tastefully, but not mm-hmm. so much in your face as it is now.
Yeah, I could see that.
Is that true? I have no idea. Like, I don't know if that's like a, like in other genres, I guess, like, if it's
wrong. I don't know. It seems like it's at least following some of the Japanese players, it's almost like, just I would, to put it loosely, like in the culture. Like, there's a lot of performers who do those kinds of techniques. So for us, it kind of comes across kind of alien, but around there, it's just there. So maybe we'll never know, at least what started the trend. Of course, there's a lot of guys who did it in the past successfully.
I've wanted to know, like, where it did originate from, because I just, like, I've noticed that, like, in Japan, it's just, like, everyone...
Well, the people, I remember in high school, there were all those acoustic dudes who would, like, play with the guitars facing down, or, like, the crazy tap guys, but after you realize they can only make, like, 5 different songs per tuning... That fad kind of died, but that was the last time I remember tapping being really different, like, and to kind of see it being flipped into this context, it's a little bit more dynamic.
Yeah, like those, like those 2005 YouTube videos.
Those like crazy dudes. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So. I feel that they've allowed, because like rock has been very, very dormant, but I feel like there's some stuff that's been brewing that isn't necessarily like super heavy, isn't necessarily very in your face, but it has a lot of like intricate parts. There's a lot of groups now that are doing a lot of very intricate things on as a band format. Speaking about the band like Polyphia, where an instrumental group that could draw a whole bunch just playing very, very clean instrumental guitars kind of also leads to saying that how you can kind of manifest success in any way if they can do it off something that's like at first you don't think it's palatable.
One of the most painful parts of existing at the moment is I've kind of always felt that way. It's like, damn, if you can get 100 people per city, your product must just be garbage. Like, you have to be able to find that 100 people. The city has millions.
It's true. And that's just like...
I know that to get that 100 people, you need to have like tens of thousands of fans. I know it's a little deeper than just getting 100 people to show up. But it's like, it's just such a small number. So it's like, yeah, or like one of your friends does that instrumental funk band.
So Electric
like
Kiff.
Yeah. So it's like anyone can, with a polished enough product, you'll reach those people.
Yeah, it all comes down to marketing at the end of the day, man. That's what it is. It's if you get enough in front of enough people, and obviously you know the product has to be good or has to like stand out in some way that will draw people to it. But it's just about finding those people because there's people out there that they're not going to be actively looking for these things. They just kind of have to like stumble upon it.
Yeah, passively stumble on it.
So you just have to make sure that you're there for them to stumble upon you. So
I know you've been looking into the advertising stuff. I know impressions is a big part of that. It's not about getting them to click. Sometimes you have to show it to them like 20, 30 times just to establish that trust of relevance, I guess.
Yep.
And then they'll be like, all right, then I'll click on it. And then even then it's like you might have to get them to get there 3 times and then see if they funnel it to that thing you're trying to get them to. Please buy a shirt.
Consistent waves of trying to draw their attention by please buy a shirt and actually asking them all the time. Like, you have to be subtle about asking them to please buy a shirt. You know, you can't just be Kate. Like, you keep saying to please buy a shirt. Please buy a shirt.
Just do it.
All right, guys, let's close up. We gave them enough for today. Any last words?
Thank you guys for being on the journey. Keep up with us on the Demi vlog. That's the best way to do it. That's my closing statement. What about you?
Oh, we all get them?
Yeah.
Shit. thank you all for listening. If you made it this far, that means you must be a real fan. So thank you for listening. I look forward to seeing you on the Demi vlog.
Thank you guys so much. Please check out the Demi vlog. Please check our music out on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere else you can stream. This has been Demigod Confidential. Thank you. See you next time.